Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with this message of inspiration and hope that has come to us on our day through the intercession of the Mother of God. For 25 years, beginning in 1970, the Blessed Virgin and her son would speak to their servant, Veronica of the Cross. These visitations took place during Rosary vigils at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York. During the vigils, Veronica would see Our Lady and Our Lord, who in turn would impart to her these messages from heaven. And of course, this radio program is dedicated to bringing you this message each week over this station. But in addition to the message, part of our mission is to report to you periodically on the miraculous cures and favors that are granted to many of the pilgrims who attend the vigils. And of course, these blessings of Our Lady extend even beyond the sacred grounds, reaching far and wide throughout the globe. Our President Michael Mangan was at the recent vigil of Christ the King, where he interviewed two women. And in his report, you'll hear another beautiful example of those superabundant graces flowing from Our Lady's sacred grounds at Bayside.
Hello, David, and to all of our listeners. And I'm here on the sacred grounds. This is the vigil of Christ the King. We have a crowd of maybe about 250 strong here that have come throughout the Northeast, particularly, and coming to honor Jesus and Mary, and particularly our Lord and His kingship. And we pray for that day that the kingship of Jesus Christ will be observed throughout the world, and His laws, His holy laws, statutes, and commandments will be recognized. And David, it's my pleasure to have with me Terry Siciliano of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and her daughter, Margot. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing just fine, Michael, and it's beautiful to be here, and I love seeing you, and I feel at home, absolutely at home when I come here.
Great. Margot?
This has just been an unbelievable experience for me. I feel so filled and so fortunate to be here.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that, Margot, in a minute, because we know that this is Margot's first time here. And Terry, of course, you've been here many times throughout the years. When were you first introduced to the messages of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside?
Okay, in 1985 by Mary Bauer, your sister, and it's been a pleasure ever since.
You said you were introduced in 1985. How has the message that Grace has received changed your life?
Oh, honestly, Michael, everything is God-centered. And it's just, I just can't tell you how uplifting this is. I feel so uplifted ever since I've come into it. And it's changed it in a beautiful way. I'm not, you know, going along in the world that is very, very prominent now. And I am, you know, still with my good Lord in the traditional.
And so it obviously has inspired you deeply. It's deepened your faith.
Golly, absolutely. Rosaries always. I get in the car and my rosaries. And, you know, I'll say them two or three times a day if possible. And
so you're praying. Are you praying more? Has this message inspired you to pray more?
Absolutely, Michael. The praying. And if I don't get to Mass every day, I feel so guilty because I want to be there. Sometimes, of course, I can't get there. But yes, it's inspired me tremendously.
It's certainly, it has to have opened up your eyes and your ears to what's happening in the church, in the world. And that's the beauty of this message, too.
Oh, it is. It is, absolutely. And you just see all the wrongs.
That's the beauty of the message, too. It gives you the guidance, the direction, and the hope. We understand now what's going on. We understand what's happening before us through Our Lady and Our Lord's guidance. And I know you've brought your daughter, Margot, here for the first time. And how you doing, Margot? What's your reaction, your comments on your very first time here in the vigil grounds?
I feel so spirit-filled. My mom, since she's been coming here, has planted lots of seeds within me. And a lot of her things that she's told me I've taken, and I teach CCD, so I've always loved the Blessed Mother with all my heart. She's helped me through many difficult times. So every year I, you know, in the CCD program, in the religious education, I'm in the Rhode Island Archdiocese, and every year I always incorporate the teaching of the Rosary. because none of them, unfortunately, it's very sad that so many children don't have God at all in their life, and I have 1 hour to help them with that.
I think that's a good point you're bringing up, Margot, that here your mother, you have that ripple effect, the graces and blessings, the knowledge that she has secured or procured through, actually through the message, because that's one thing we've noticed, Margot and Terry, is that the Bayside message, it deepens your faith. You really become to appreciate our faith as a treasure. So you start digging and digging for more, and it enlightens you. It increases your knowledge of the faith. Then you pass it on, which you have done to your daughter.
Right. And, you know, the beautiful thing about my kids, even though they're not all coming to Bayside, they don't denigrate it. They think it's wonderful.
Well, that's it, too. I mean, they don't necessarily have to come here and kneel for four rosaries or something. But by your example, too, you're spreading the faith. And here now, Margot has embraced the rosary. She's passing it on to her children and her children in her CCD class. So you have that wonderful spiritual ripple effect. But we wanted to touch on, Margot, I mean, you mentioned off air. I know you've had a couple of beautiful things happen to you tonight. Can you describe it to our listening audience?
Okay. It's been very miraculous. I say the rosary every morning on the way to work, and I have beautiful rosary beads that my mom gave me, and the links and the crucifix are all silver. And when we were in the bus ride on the way up here, the first rosary we said, I really was meditating on the rosary, and I closed my eyes, and I just felt a total warmth within myself. It was a warmth that I have never experienced before. And I opened my eyes. Now, right before I said the rosary, my links of my rosary beads were silver. After I opened my eyes, they had turned gold. The crucifix stayed silver. And I nudged my mom to let her know that they would change. So when we were finished, I showed her, and I felt a little apprehensive about sharing what had happened, and she said, oh no, tell everyone. And then I realized what a gift it was, and how fortunate, and I feel like I wish I came here with my, you know, years ago with my mom. Why did I waste so much time? Because all night I've just felt so filled with the Blessed Mother's love. I look at her statue, and around her I see this beautiful blue halo, and it's directly around her, from her shoulders, or around her crown and her whole head. And it's luminous. And then around that, there's a big wide halo that has blue and gold on the edge. And I just feel like, this week before we came, I didn't even know what I was coming for. I thought I was going to come for like a retreat and listen to speakers. And my mom told me on Friday that it was going to be rosary the whole time, and I was thinking, oh, rosary the whole time. I was a little disappointed, and I know that the devil was definitely testing me, because he did not want me to come here. He wanted me to say, Mom, let's not go. But I just let it go, and I asked for God to take it from me. And then once I did that, I felt like, well, Mom said, it's so powerful, the prayer is beautiful. And once we got ready to go, I knew this was where I needed to be.
Margot, this is really amazing. I mean, that you've been graced with two spiritual gifts like that. I mean, people have been here for 20, 25, 30 years that have not been blessed with this. So this is affirmation or a sign to you that this is authentic and legitimate. Is this your interpretation?
Yes, it's definitely an affirmation for me. My mom has believed in this so strongly for so many years, and thank God I have her, because she has really given me a great foundation. And I tell people that all the time. And I had many years where I was not following the right path, and she always prayed the rosary. The rosary was always a part of our life. Once she came to Bayside, her attitude towards the whole Catholic Church and the way that we worship changed. And she communicated things from the messages to us, myself and my siblings. And a lot of the things at first I thought, they're kind of crazy. But then after I read more and looked at them, I knew that you know, we're in trouble. These messages are real. But
and they're coming to pass. The prophecies are coming to pass, and quickly and swiftly and tragically. We don't want them to. But unfortunately, like 9/11, which was predicted, that's coming to pass. The clergy sex abuse scandal, that has come to pass. The war, the Iraqi wars, and more, and much more will be coming to pass if we don't listen to this message.
I know. And my children, I have children ranging from the age of 22 to 10, four children. And my youngest son is very filled. And my children want, you know, talk about 3 days of darkness, and they're afraid that it's going to be coming soon because of all the things that have been communicated. But they do have a lot of faith as well. But this has just been such a blessing to me, and I feel like I just feel so touched and so fortunate. And yes, even though I tried prior to this coming here to be a good Catholic and God-centered and do the right thing, I wasn't wholeheartedly doing what I should be doing to be a follower of the Blessed Mother and Jesus Christ. And
I think the graces are going to kick in now.
Well, I know, because I'm sitting here thinking, oh boy, my life is
changed. Oh, the good Lord's going to kick you.
Yeah, exactly. It's just been wonderful.
And it's amazing. And now you as a mother are going to have your spiritual ripple effect.
Yeah.
Will you tell your kids? And you're a CCD teacher, so this is really wonderful that and, of course, we should say to Margot and Terry, as you well know, that it's not by accident. This is the day and the time and the night that you've been called.
Right.
This particular vigil.
Yes.
And so you've been graced. Terry?
No, that's what I told her coming up. I said, Margot, you didn't decide to come. Our Blessed Mother and our Lord want you there. They're inviting you there. So here she is.
Absolutely. With Belle.
You know, because of Mom, when I started teaching CCD and I showed her what they gave us to teach the children, it was so disheartening. And when I have these children that have no God in their life and I teach them things that Mom has given to me, you know, from the Baltimore Catechism, and I go off a little from what they want because I want them to know that God really loves them. That the Blessed Mother loves them, that they can pray the rosary. They didn't know about purgatory or hell. They you know, so all of that I know for me to be
teaching
is because God wants me to, because I'm not afraid to tell these children.
And that's the influence of Our Lady's message at Bayside. Our Lady is a teacher, an instructor, and that's what she's doing here. Of course,
here too, because I need her. I need this. I really needed this. I just knew it was here. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I knew I needed to come here. And even though the devil was trying to keep me from coming here, the Blessed Mother and sweet Lord Jesus made sure I came here.
Well, it is amazing to all of our listeners. David, Margot did show us the rosaries, and clearly it has turned to gold. And as she said, the centerpiece of the crucifix is still silver, but it clearly has turned to gold. It's interesting. Maybe in time we can get that authenticated by a jeweler like we have in the past. We've had statements from jewelers that have stated that this is 24 karat gold or whatever. And you really got a tremendous sign. I mean, Our Lady has reached out to you. She's still reaching out to you as you see the beautiful statue. I guess
reinforced everything coming here. It really has. Any apprehension or questions I answered, there are no questions.
Next time you bring your husband and four kids?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? That would be wonderful. I would love to.
good. Terry, do you have any final comments for our listeners? I mean, what was your experience your first time here? Do you remember? Or any of your time since 1985?
It really seeped in. So thereafter, I was on cloud nine and always wanted to come here because this is where our Blessed Mother and our Lord are.
Did you believe right away?
I did.
Why?
I think our Blessed Mother touched me because I did get material from Mary you know, after the initial time I met her, and then, of course, read everything. And I loved what Mary was telling me, and it hit home. And it said to me, yeah, this is it. Our Lord doesn't want us to veer from the way it should be and is. And, you know, the state the church is in right now.
So now, as you mentioned, you're praying three rosaries a day. You're going to daily Mass. You're kneeling for communion.
And if the priest is on the church floor, I can't kneel, but I'll genuflect and make the sign of the cross. But if he's on the steps, I will still kneel.
Sure. And the point that I wanted to mention, Terry, is the fact is, though, you're a holy example of tradition in your parish church. You mentioned off air that if it wasn't for these messages, God knows you could be coming in shorts, you could be a Eucharistic minister, all of these things that Jesus and Mary do not approve of.
Right, exactly. I could have been all those things. I could have been looking like the man that walks down the aisle with the pants and the, you know, no covering on her head. Yeah.
And that's if you're even in church. Because unfortunately, a lot of people have fallen away from the church because of the post-Vatican II changes. And so, this is really the beauty, the power of the message that has brought so many good souls like you and Margot.
This is it. This is what our Blessed Mother and our Lord say is right. This is it. There's no veering off from it.
Well, God bless you, Terry. Any final words, Margot, for our listeners?
Just, if you get the opportunity to come here, it is the best place to come. It really is a very special place, and you can really feel the Blessed Mother here. I can't even explain in words how much depth of gratitude that I have that I came here and that I've been graced. It's just remarkable, remarkable.
Well, God bless you, Margot and Terry. Have a very safe trip back to Cape Cod, Massachusetts for you, Terry, and Millville, Massachusetts, which is southeastern Mass. You have a nice trip back, and God bless you. Well, there you have it, David. Michael Mangan reporting from the Holy Grounds in Bayside, New York. God bless you.
Thank you, Michael, and also Terry and Margot for your beautiful and inspiring testimony. This phenomenon of rosaries turning to gold is something that has happened on and off over the years at Bayside, and so it only goes to show that those graces are still superabundant at those sacred grounds. While the world is ever evolving and changing in various directions, Bayside remains constant. And this is said not only with regards to its miracles, but to its practice and doctrine. Constancy is one of the trademarks of the Bayside movement, and the reason is because it has God as its head. If the clergy of our time are having difficulty relating to Our Lady's message at Bayside, it's because they're caught up in this new mode of change and innovation. As one priest stated to me one time, he says, "We today are in the process of re-educating the faithful concerning the Church, and this message at Bayside is causing the faithful to return to the religion they grew up with." And I said, "Thank you, Father, that's what you call a left-handed compliment." Anyway, moving on to bigger and better things, we're going to listen now to a segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on August 21st, 1985. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see the Blessed Virgin. At her direction, she would repeat out loud the message Our Lady would give her while her voice was being recorded. Now what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Virgin Mary speaking through her.
"My child and my children, I must constantly warn you and repeat over and over the necessity for wearing the brown scapula and also praying by beads of prayer, the rosary. You must keep the rosary going link to link, prayer to prayer throughout your country, Canada, and the world, my child. There is one grain left only in the hourglass. I know this bereaves you, my child, for me to have to bring such dire tidings, but my heart is also heavy, for there are many who are coming to us over the veil, and what can we do with them as our tears fall with their pleadings. However, as has been ordained by the Eternal Father, where there has been no repentance upon earth, that soul must be rejected. Or will there be mercy for that soul, my child and my children, through your prayers for the dead, that they be given a short or long term in purgatory? My child and my children, I do not have to tell you that the knowledge of hell and purgatory has been slowly corrupted, cut apart, and cut asunder from the church. My child and my children, you are all my children. I judge you not by color or race, and I do not judge you by your creed. However, should the knowledge of the one true church be given to you, and the way to heaven along the narrow road be given to you, you will follow it, or you will be rejected. There are, my children, so many poor souls now that are languishing in purgatory. Some will be there till the end of time. Will you not succor them, my children? Will you not pray for them and shorten their time in this place of dark suffering? You ask, my child, for those who are in hell. Remember, my children and my child, that if they are in hell, it is because they willed it so, preferring to have the materials and power of the world, even power over mankind, which they did not exercise for the glory of God, but for their own selfish human gains. My child and my children, there is an evil plan now in your country, the United States of America, and also the boughs are reaching like an evil tree into the land of Canada. Children are disappearing from the earth. My child and my children, I feel it necessary that I repeat to you again that you do not be bored at the repetition of the message, for it is urgent. Will your child be next? Many mothers' hearts are torn asunder, but they have found not the whereabouts of their children, but many have found the possibility of the whereabouts of their children, held as captives for the whim and humor of the Satanists. They are increasing in your country, my child, and all of the countries of the world. It is Satan and his armies now, knowing the time is short, to battle with the children of God. Day by day, man is killing now. Many countries shall be embroiled in wars until we have the greatest war ever seen, nor shall ever be seen again, the Third World War, which shall engulf the nations, and many nations shall disappear from the force of the armaments being gathered now throughout Russia. Yes, my child, no matter how the world reacts to the truth, you will shout it from the rooftops that Russia has not accepted any overtures from Rome. Unless Russia can be dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Jesus and Mary, unless they will recognize the truth, they will continue to go throughout the world, sowing seeds of discord, discontentment, and war. You know, my children, that war is a punishment for man's sins, but also war is an indication of the loss of the knowledge of God.
You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the seer, Veronica, receiving the message from the Blessed Virgin Mary on August 21st, 1985. We would invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Or you can call our toll-free line, that's 1-800-345-MARY. There is no cost to receive this printed information, but we do remind you again that your financial assistance is necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this message continue each week over the station, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate. And again, we do remind you that your donation is tax deductible. That mailing address again for all the information, St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you.